Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where the bugs are scary, the tech is wild, and the AI is just a little too smart for comfort. I'm Alex, your resident code wrangler and professional overexplainer.
And I'm Jamie. I ask the questions you're secretly Googling, make the jokes you're afraid to put in your Slack, and probably have more browser tabs open than Firefox can handle. Speaking of Firefox, today's episode is wild. Alex, set the scene.
Oh, absolutely. Picture this, April 21st, 2026. Mozilla drops Firefox 150, big release, right? But instead of the usual, we fixed a few dozen bugs, this time there's a record-shattering 423 security fixes. And get this, 271 of those were found in one swoop by Anthropic's unreleased AI model, Claude Mythos Preview.
Wait, 271 in one go? That's like finding out your Roomba vacuumed up your car keys, your AirPods, and your dignity in a single pass.
Exactly. And to put it in perspective, the previous year, they only shipped about 31 security fixes in April. So yeah, this is unprecedented. And Mythos isn't just any AI. This thing is so powerful, Anthropic decided not to release it to the public. It's basically the nuclear launch codes of bug hunting.
Okay, so how does an AI even find that many bugs? Is it just running some fancy find all vulnerabilities search command?
I wish. So Mozilla's got what they call a three-track agentic pipeline. Imagine three parallel bug hunting teams. One is continuous fuzzing, basically throwing random mutated data at Firefox to see what breaks. Second, you've got human experts combing through the code, doing manual reviews, threat modeling the whole nine yards. And then there's the AI track, which is where Claude Mythos comes in.
So Mythos isn't just running generic scans. It's got a custom harness, right? Like Mozilla basically built a personalized gym for the AI?
That's a great way to put it. The harness is tailored to Firefox's codebase. It runs on a special build of Firefox that's instrumented to catch even the sneakiest bugs. When Mythos thinks it's found a vulnerability, it has to prove it. No more maybe bugs. If it triggers a crash in this sanitized build, then it's a real bug. And if not, it keeps trying until it gets a verified proof of concept.
So less the boy who cried wolf, more the bot who brings receipts. But I heard only three of those 271 bugs got public CVEs. Why so few? I mean, isn't a bug a bug?
Ah, classic CVE confusion. So not all bugs are created equal. CVEs, those are public vulnerability IDs, are only given to the big, scary bugs. Think remote code execution, sandbox escapes, the kind that makes sysadmins lose sleep. Of the 271, only three hit that threshold. The rest are more like defense-in-depth fixes or hardening improvements. Important, but not nightmare fuel.
So Mozilla's not inflating their CVE score just to flex respect. But Alex, I gotta ask, how much better is Mythos than previous models? Didn't they use Claude Opus 4.6 before this?
They did. In February, Opus 4.6 found 22 confirmed vulnerabilities in about 2 weeks. Fast forward to April, Mythos Preview drops 271. That's more than a tenfold jump. And here's the kicker. On one test, Opus managed two working JavaScript engine exploits. Mythos, one on 81. That's not an upgrade, it's a leap.
So, we're talking about an AI that leveled up from intern to red team lead in 2 months. No wonder Anthropic keeps it locked down tighter than my childhood Neopets password.
Exactly. In fact, Mythos isn't available to the public at all. Anthropic only gives access to select partners under something called Project Glasswing, a coalition of the who's who in tech, AWS, Apple, Google, Microsoft, even the Linux Foundation.
So if I want to run Mythos on my cousin's Minecraft server, it's a hard no.
Sorry, Jamie.
That's awesome. But I can't help but wonder, if Firefox, which is already super secure, had 271 bugs hiding out, what does that mean for all the other software out there?
It means there's a lot more latent risk than we thought. Even with years of fuzzing and manual audits, Mythos found bugs that had survived everything. And it's not just a plug-and-play scanner. You need serious engineering to harness its power. But the big takeaway? The security patch cycle just got supercharged. When an AI can drop hundreds of fixes in one go, everyone downstream, OEMs, Linux distros, package maintainers, feels the pressure.
And if you're tracking...
Of the 271, only three got public CVEs. So the true impact of AI and security is flying under the radar.
This is like that iceberg meme, but the tip is the CVEs, and the massive underwater chunk is all the bugs AI just quietly patched.
Exactly. And as AI gets better, that underwater chunk just keeps growing.
So, final thoughts, Alex. Should we be excited, scared, or both?
A healthy mix. It's a game changer for defenders. But it also means well-audited doesn't mean risk-free. Mythos didn't find what fuzzing would have caught next week. It found what fuzzing missed for years. The bar just moved.
And that's why we love tech. It keeps you humble and maybe a little jumpy. All right, that's our episode.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Remember, keep your browsers updated, your passwords strong, and your AI models on a very short leash.
And if you've got questions, feedback, or a bug story that can top 271 in one go, let us know. Hit us up on socials or at nerdleveltechpod.com.
Until next time, stay nerdy.